Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Jamal with a stroke of genius.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Birds at the Rodeo. My name is Eric. I'm your residential Eagles fan.
My name is Orlando. I'm the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo podcast. This is a podcast where we talk everything Eagles, Cowboys, NFL, everything in between. Sometimes we even dip our toes in the NBA and sports in general, right? This is a podcast where you just let it out, let it off your chest, right? Say what you feel, say what you mean, regardless of where you stand, all right? And we are... Fun fact, we are recording this on a Friday after the Thursday night football game between Buffalo and Miami. I'm sorry. I got to start the show with this.
Definitely.
Tua Tagovailoa needs to retire immediately.
It's just not that, like, this sport, you've made your money. You've done all you could. And this game is just not that serious to risk your life. You've already put yourself at a disadvantage because we know what this game just normally does. So
yes.
For a player who gets as many concussions or who has suffered as many concussions as he has, it's absolutely time. I mean, no one will hold it against him. Everyone will understand.
No.
Everyone should understand, like, his health is definitely the number one most important thing. And it's kind of sad to see because there was so much talent, so much potential. I know how hard he works.
I don't know about talent and potential, but
I mean, at the end of the, like, he was a starting caliber NFL quarterback. So
yeah.
who knows what he could have built it. He's a hard worker. We know he put in the effort. So
yeah,
who knows what he could have kind of built into,
fair.
It is sad to see.
I said it 2 years ago, and I'm going to say it again. He should have retired then, and he needs to retire now. Listen, that man is one hit away from becoming a vegetable.
No,
all right?
I understand the comeback because he played all last season, didn't suffer any concussions. And now that's why I think all it takes would be one more.
He's legit one hit away.
No, I'm saying this last one was his one more.
Oh,
now,
he came back,
played a whole season.
It's
but
over.
Until that whole season was contingent on your next concussion is done. And that it happened in this game against the Bills. So I definitely think it's time.
He was quoted as saying... 2 years ago, he was quoted as saying he didn't want to retire because he wanted his son to grow up and watch him play football. I posed the question to you, Tua. Don't you want to be able to watch your son grow up?
Right.
Because at this rate, dog, you're not going to even know who your son is.
And, I mean, the thing is, when you're that prone, like, how have they not trained him enough to slide
feet
first?
Some dudes are just reckless. Like, you watched it, right? You watched that play where he ran head first into DeMar Hamlin. Head first.
Definitely. That's
just being stuck on stupid. I'm sorry.
Every veteran quarterback knows to slide in that moment.
Dude, he either don't know how to slide, he don't want to slide, or he just stuck on stupid, bro. Because he looked like a kid, a five-year-old kid playing quarterback for the first time playing peewee football.
I mean, he just needs to, well, it's done now. But
it's over.
They should have taught him from
how to slide something, man.
Ingrained in his head, slide, especially coming back from that. I feel like that should have been a no-brainer. But,
right.
And like I said earlier, it sucks to see him. Sad to see.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Tua, dog, you got your money. You got, I think it's 150 guaranteed, bro.
Yeah.
Follow Andrew Luck, all right?
Definitely.
Andrew Luck knew it was time. His body was getting beat up. He knew it was time. Tua, you know it's time. There's no need to think about this. There's no need to contemplate. No, brother, it's over. And it's okay. You made it to the NFL. Not many people can say that. Not many people at all can say that.
You made it to the NFL. He started in the NFL.
And you got $150 million guaranteed, dog. Walk away. while you still can. Because it's not going to be like that very soon. It's really not.
Yeah, man. We see what this game does, like we said earlier, like to just players in general.
Yeah.
The CTE that we're finding after these players pass. I mean, it's insane to see. It's insane what this game what it does to the players. So
right. I mean,
they're doing what they can to protect, but like the player has to do.
But
they're doing a lot. But I'm saying the players have to do what's best for themselves as well.
Yeah.
Like Tua, like I said, he should have been sliding earlier. But now
should have retired 2 years ago.
But now at this point, he needs to walk away from the game.
Should have retired 2 years ago. Look, if I'm blessed enough to have sons. As of right now, I'm telling you, they're not playing football, bro.
I'm gonna let my kids play football.
I don't think I'm gonna let my kids play football. You can play anything else, but football? Nah, we just gonna watch it on Saturdays and Sundays, dog. I'm sorry, cause I got lucky.
If they want to play, I'll let them play.
Bro. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Not right now. But that's a little bit of a somber note, Tua. I'm sorry, bro. Like, it's over. All right? It's okay. You lived out your dream, bro. You literally lived out your dream. Not a lot of people can even say that about life.
Yeah, right? Man. Just protect yourself. That's all it is.
Right.
At the end of the day, just protect yourself, and you'll be able to, like, watch your son grow up.
Please. That's more important, bro. All right? Move on to the next phase, whatever that may be. You still got a lot of life to live, bro. You still got a lot of life to live. But, hey, man, all right, well, that was the beginning of week two, but we're going to take it back a little bit to week one.
Okay.
All right. How did you feel about the Cowboys' performance? Oh, actually, hold on. Before we even get into the game, Dak got paid
Before the game. Yep. Yeah, we had talked about it on episode one, and right. So I was – wrong in the sense that I thought it was going to happen Thursday.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Jerry wanting to take the spotlight away from just opening day. But
right.
He waited till the morning, like, during the – because we played at 3 o'clock that game.
3:05, like, I think it was.
So it was, like, right around the noon game. So, you know, in Jerry fed. So I was wrong about the day, but he definitely wanted to take the spotlight away from everything.
Yep.
But I just don't – I think it's all optics with these guys. I think they just love to control the media, the narrative. And at the end of the day, he was always going to get this money. It was never.
I was wrong.
It was never. Like, at the end, I think that when it comes to the Cowboys specifically, I mean, we see it across the league. The Bengals are going through it right now.
Yep.
The 49ers went through it, right? They ended up getting all the deals done. I think it's just. It is a negotiation, so there is going to be back and forth, but I feel like all the negotiations are done within good faith with the intent of getting the deal done.
Right.
So it's just a matter of time before all this. I think Jamar Chase will get signed. Now, I think Jamar Chase will get some, but I think when it comes to guys like T. Higgins,
He's been gone since last season, right? He's just there. He's like Marshawn. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Right. So,
I'll admit it. I was wrong. I said I thought Dak Prescott was going to play out this year and enter free agency. I really did. But him and Jerry Jones shocked me even. I'm not going to lie. So, he got 240 over 4 years, 231 guaranteed. You can argue however much you want about, like, if he deserves it or whatnot. I mean, he's the best they got. I'm saying that as an Eagles fan, he's the best they got. So
I'm going to say this right now. If you don't think he deserves it, you're just
– a hater?
No. That's just a full, like, admittance of not understanding how the salary cap works in the keeping market.
No, I mean,
because at the end of the day, so the only other the options were to sign Dak or let him walk.
Yep.
And let Trey Lance or Cooper Rush be our starting quarterback.
Right.
Good luck. Or we sign some random free agent who's worse than Dak.
Right.
Good luck. Where we draft, because we're not going to be bad enough.
You possibly try to strike gold in the draft, right?
Because we're not going to be bad enough to get a top five pick.
No, right. So you'd probably trade up.
Get like a 20. Oh, well, no. We're either going to get like a 20th pick or have to trade like Micah Parsons or CeeDee Lamb. That's the only way. So who else is going to trade a top pick to the Cowboys when they like, what can we trade? Who's going to take off a bunch of mid, second, third round picks for a top five pick?
So, I mean,
that's out of the question. So we're going to draft a mid 20, top 20 quarterback. Good luck. So, like, I don't understand what people really wanted. At the end of the day, like
and
I said,
by people, you mean other Cowboys fans.
Other Cowboys fans. Right. I think other outside guys, they're supposed to hate. They're supposed to say that can never get us anywhere. But, like, as a Cowboys fan, the thing is, I've had Cowboys fans tell me they would rather stink. They would rather go 4-12. They'd rather be bad than go 12-5 and lose in the first round. It's basically the same thing. If we didn't win a playoff game, I think that's insane. I think that entirely just – deletes the week-to-week the aspect of the game. You can't watch, like, week one. If you can watch that game and have joy in your team beating the number one the top defenses in the last league. Mm-hmm. I mean, Deshaun Watson really had a bad game, but
Get me started on that, dude.
If you can enjoy your team watching that game, because in your head you're like, oh, well, we're gonna lose in the playoffs. That's just an insane way to watch football, in my opinion. That's what a lot of Cowboys fans do when they be like, oh, what does.
Is that what you've noticed? You feel like a lot of Cowboys fans like watch y'all's games but project into the future already? Like project failure?
No, I think when it comes to like Dak, when just the fans in general who don't want Dak to be our quarterback anymore.
That's fair. Again, you mentioned it. Y'all beat up on the Browns, one of the top defenses from last season. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson, he's also done. He needs to just get his money and go. You're already getting your money. Just go.
I was completely right about that in episode one. You were like, oh, you think he would.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because I was wrong about the Eagles losing to the Packers.
You were.
But you were like, oh, you think the Eagles are going to lose to the Packers, but y'all are going to beat the Browns? I was like, well, yeah, the Browns quarterback sucks.
Right. And I said, well, okay, to be fair, I said they have everything but a quarterback. Deshaun Watson just needs to be a fraction of what he was in Houston, and he can't even get back to that.
Not even that.
He looks like a kid that's learning how to play football for the first time.
And I have a friend who's a Texans fan who Deshaun Watson, like he was their quarterback. We've gotten a lot of arguments about Dak and Deshaun, and so I was telling him Deshaun is washed, and he was like, oh, his old line didn't hold up. He had no time to throw it. Oh, no.
Is he talking about Deshaun now?
He said in this game against the Browns. That's why he was bad. And so now in Deshaun's defense, which I don't like to do.
Both of his tackles were out.
Not that. His starting, because they started for him last season, for the Browns last season. Those tackles have been out for a while.
Yeah.
But in Deshaun's defense, our D line did put a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah.
But there were plenty of throws he could have made and just missed.
I saw Deshaun Watson whiff on play after play after play after play. I don't want to hear it. There's no excuses.
Oh, on the throws he got the chance to make, he did not make.
Listen, when you get
on top of being running for his life,
What did he get? What was his guarantee? Was it 260?
Oh yeah, 260.
When you get the first fully guaranteed contract in NFL history, I don't want to hear it. Right? Because if Patrick Mahomes, if he was out here laying goose eggs with a fully guaranteed contract, oh, bro, come on, man. If that was anybody else, they'd be getting slammed. Dak.
Bro, he's getting killed for it.
Right? No. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't want to hear that, bro. Like, come on. Listen, I was a Deshaun Watson fan when he was in Houston, right? And then everything came out. It is what it is. He got a new case now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He got a new case. Man, look, listen. Deshaun. Cleveland.
And it's so crazy they can't do
well. Here's the thing. I think there might be a morality clause in his contract, because if he gets suspended again, I think that might trigger the morality clause.
Well, the thing I saw is they said it was, if it's like on new cases, and this one is technically an old case.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from like 2020. I think there's like a cutoff date. They're like, if it happened, if
the incident. Yeah, statute of limitations or whatever. Well, did you see, apparently
she has a video. That's what they say.
Is that what her lawyer said?
Yeah. That's what they say. So
I didn't see that.
They haven't released the video. They literally they said was that we have a video.
I didn't see that part. Oh my god. Yes. Okay. You know what, Cleveland, go ahead, Jimmy Haslam, go ahead, bro. Just go ahead. Just cut him, cause like you got people like clamoring for Jameis Winston. Go. Mm-hmm. I mean. Nah, go ahead. Cut your losses, man. You're going to pay him either way.
Right.
You're going to pay him either way. Unless you can figure out a way to get out of his contract, you're going to pay him either way. Just cut your losses. It's over.
I think they'll give him a couple more weeks just because you... Because
you have to.
Yeah, you don't just give the... You're paying him that much. You got 1 week isn't really...
Yeah, but it ain't be one. It hasn't been 1 week. It's been 3 years, bro. He's played, like, what, 13 games? Got off on all of them except for one half.
No, he's played because he missed all of 2020 because of suspension. Then he played like six games in the last two seasons each after getting hurt. And the six that he played in, they weren't terrible.
I work with a Browns fan, and she literally said the one good game he had, the one good half he had was last year against the Ravens in the game he got hurt. Aside from that, he's been god awful.
No, I don't think that's true.
Well, that's either way. The Deshaun Watson experience has failed.
That's true.
That's failed. It is an absolute failure, right? But nevertheless, shout out to Dallas. Y'all did what y'all needed to do. Y'all beat up on them.
I want to give credit to our defense. They really showed up. They really surprised me. Not surprised me. There were just some pieces that we hadn't seen yet. Eric Kendricks was really amazing out there.
I've always liked Eric Kendricks as a middle linebacker. I've always liked him.
He had a sack. He had a pick. I think he was second in the team in tackles.
Right.
And then Michael was all over the place, of obviously. Course. But DeMarion Overshown.
He looks really good. I mean,
he looks super fast.
Having
Overshown and Kendricks in our linebacker room is, leaps and bounds better than last year. So. Right. Really excited to see that. I really liked what I saw from our offense in the first half. But at the end, I'm very confused on how anyone is upset with, because I can understand it from an initial standpoint, because when we first look at it, see that we pretty much only kicked field goals in the second half, couldn't really get too much going.
Yeah.
You kind of think like, oh, well, what kind of happened? But when you think about it, the way the game went, we were up 20-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
Forced a punt, and then on that punt, Kevontae Turpin ran it back. So by the time that, and then forced another punt. Mm-hmm. So by the time that got the ball back, it was 27-3 in the third quarter. Why would we be airing it out? Why would we be opening up any type of playbooks for people to get film on week one up 24 points?
It's funny, man. I feel like people always want to they just always want to air it out. But it's like, let's be real. In the game of football, right? Like, yeah, don't get me wrong. It's in today's modern day football, right? Like, passing is key. But like, especially in the NFL, bro, leads can evaporate like that. Right, so when it gets to milking that clock time, you got to milk that clock.
Yeah, run the ball, get us out of here.
And
for me, it's it really messes with me because, in the same sense, had he aired it out, had he ran it up when we were already up 27-3, mm-hmm. I would add to hear how he stat pads against bad teams, and so it's like it feels like it's always.
Is that a narrative with Dak? People say he stat pads against bad teams.
That was a crazy narrative about him last year. When in reality he sat over a game's worth of minutes by sitting in the fourth quarter because we had leads.
Right.
So I don't understand. Right. I don't understand how you can stat pad in the third quarter.
I mean, dude, people say Jokic stat pad. So
In the debate, they're, like I said, they're always going to say something. If he airs it out, then he's stat padding. If he doesn't, our offense sucks.
He's never going to have everybody happy.
Right.
Right. That's just the reality of the situation. But, okay, like, given that very solid performance, I'll say it. As an Eagles fan, I'll say it. Dallas did really good. I watched the game. What would you grade them, and who would you say was your player of the game?
I would give them a grade of an A.
A, okay.
I think... Actually, A plus. I'm gonna go because,
okay,
like I said, we scored two touchdowns in the first half, and then opened the second half with a punt, and then a special teams touchdown. So we got the when the game was close, we were working in all three phases, and then we didn't really take our foot off the gas. We just were bleeding the clock out, running the ball. So I mean,
even and steady.
I really didn't have any complaints about that game. I can't even think of, like, a position. I can't think of a position group that I was even disappointed with. Even our offensive linemen, we started two rookies.
Yeah.
Two rookies that had never even played that for the position that they started at.
Right.
Cooper Beebe was a guard.
Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe.
Yes, and so Guyton, in his first ever start at left tackle, went against Myles Garrett.
Right.
He did give up a sack, but even in my opinion, that sack was an incomplete pass. It looked like that, but I mean, they recorded it as a sack.
It was close. It was close for sure.
It was close, but they recorded it as a sack. So at the end of the day, can I be too upset that he gave up one sack to the reigning defensive player of the year? Right, and his first ever started left tackle? No.
Right,
I'm almost excited about that. Who knows what he can do against the rest of the league.
Yeah.
So excited to see that. I already mentioned the additions we had on defense at our running back room. In our linebacker room. I liked what I saw from Kalen Carson, who got his first start.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant to ask you about. What do you think about 21?
Oh, I mean, he played amazing. He did give up a touchdown on a little out route to Jerry Jeudy. But for the most of the game, he was on Amari Cooper, who ended the game with, I think, two catches for 16 yards.
Did Amari really only have two catches?
Yeah. I know, I'm almost positive it was.
That's crazy,
I know it was two
bro.
Catches, and the yards was about 16.
That's crazy.
And they had a fifth round rookie on the ball game. Now, definitely, to it, in his defense, his quarterback had a terrible game, so it wasn't much. He could. There were more.
Amari always get the short end of the stick, man.
No, he was good in Dallas.
Y'all gave him up for peanuts.
That's one thing I'll never forgive Jerry for. I've overlooked a lot of things Jerry has done, but that's one that I'll never understand.
Amari Cooper for peanuts.
He broke up a good thing we had going for nothing.
Peanuts.
His exact stats against Dallas: two catches, 16 yards.
Wow.
So, wow. And then, like I said, Carson was on him for a majority of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually what I wanted to see. I had tweeted about it before the game because once it got announced that Deron Bland got hurt, people were kind of asking like what matchups they were saying, like how would they think Diggs was going to do against Coop and Carson. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if it was me, I'd have Diggs guard Jerry Jeudy and have Carson guard Coop, because Carson, what he bring, I'm not going to call him a shutdown corner in the sense that, like, that's what he shut people. That was his first game. But that's the type of corner he's going to try to be, if that makes sense. So, in that sense, I would want him on.
How do you know, that's the type of corner he's going to try to be?
Because that's what we've seen from him in practice and what the type of corner he was in college.
Where did you go to school?
It was Wake Forest, I think. Let me double check to make sure.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Interesting, right? Because, I mean, you got Trayvon Diggs, right? The ultimate gambler at corner, right? Like,
no, that's a insanely...
You don't think Trayvon Diggs is a gambler?
Narrative. No.
Really?
No. That's such
you don't
a,
think
like,
Trayvon Diggs is a gambler at quarterback?
I genuinely think that right there is the most overblown, inaccurate assessment of a player I've ever seen in my life.
How would you describe Trayvon Diggs then?
Complete shutdown corner. People that boomer bust came because of one play against the New England Patriots that was the fault of Malik Hooker. Self-admitted fault of Malik Hooker. We were playing the Patriots. He got a pick six, and then on the very first play of the next drive, they threw a bomb. It was over his head, but his coverage was underneath with the safety playing over top. Yeah. It was supposed to be two back-to-back picks, but he completely whiffed and took a terrible angle on the ball and missed it. And everybody blamed Trayvon Diggs for that when he was playing how he was supposed to in under coverage with the safety. And
the safety
from
over top.
That day, he's always been labeled as a boomer bust when that's not even the case.
I'm not gonna say he's a boomer, but I just okay.
If you say gambler because he takes a lot of risk.
He definitely takes risks at the cornerback position. You don't think so?
I don't think it burns him ever, so I don't think it's really gambling. I don't know if I said it in our first episode or when we first tried to record the second episode, but our favorite coach on our team is Al Harris, our cornerback coach.
Former Pro Bowl DB himself.
The way he coaches our players to play the ball, I don't think it's gambling. I think they are making plays that they are trained to make. It's the reason Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs they lead the league in interceptions since Deron Bland got drafted. The vibes I got from Kalen Carson were Trayvon Diggs rookie. This is, like I said, one game.
Yeah.
But in Trayvon Diggs rookie year, I screamed at the top of my lungs, this kid is going to be amazing. He the same plays he made the very next year when he led the league in interceptions, he was hands away the same way Kalen Carson in this game from making those same exact plays. He dropped so many picks his first year, and it was just like,
he was also a receiver in college.
Nick Saban.
It worked out right. But right. Have you ever seen Trayvon Diggs get worked in a game? Yes or no?
I've never seen him get cooked by anybody.
Never.
No, I've seen him get played like caught passes on, but nobody's gone for like
Slay's my corner. He's my guy. But I've seen him get worked by DK. I'm not even gonna deny it.
Oh, I've seen Deron Bland get worked by DK. Diggs got cooked by DK his rookie year, actually, but he got cooked, but then ran him down and made him fumble at the 1 yard line. That was actually crazy. But
also say you've never seen Trayvon Diggs get cooked.
I don't think there's ever been I can't think of the last receiver to go for 100 yards.
On Trayvon Diggs?
Yes. And I know for a fact he's locked up some of the best receivers.
Yeah. No, I'm not arguing that. Okay,
he's locked up Justin Jefferson every time they've lined up against each other.
Slay locked up Jefferson, too. I'm just standing out there. That's what I'm saying. But, okay, you know what? I'm going to do some homework.
And Scary Terry is – we call him Mary Terry. He's a little jolly fella when it comes to Dallas. He doesn't do anything.
We call him Terry.
That's another thing. Trayvon Diggs' rookie year – Scary Terry McLaurin scored a touchdown on him. Trayvon Diggs rookie year has not scored on him since, and we play them twice a year. He's played him six times since then.
I'm going to do my homework before we drop the next episode, before we record the next episode. I'm going to see.
I'm going to put a pin in that. I'm telling you, Diggs is him.
All right. So who would you say is your players of the game from week one?
If I had to pick one player, it's tough.
Or maybe you could do like offense and defense.
I'll slim it down. I won't go that broad. I'll go a position group. My linebackers, because Overshown and Kendricks.
Yeah.
And technically Micah's a linebacker, so if that's the case, then by far them. They had Micah had a sack.
Yep.
Kendricks had a sack.
Yeah.
Overshown had a sack.
Yeah.
Kendricks had a pick. I want to get a slight shout out to DeMarcus Lawrence. He had two sacks in that game.
He have two sacks?
I think so. We had,
DeMarcus showing up?
as a team, we had like 30 pressures.
Yeah, and y'all had like six sacks total, right?
Yeah. I think it was all of them, and then one of our D linemen got one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so defense really stepped up and showed out this game.
Definitely. And I think I want to go back to our first episode when we were talking about all of our departures. I'm telling you, those players – did not. Dorrance Armstrong specifically. I made sure to keep an eye on them. I got the.
He's gonna start.
Dorrance Armstrong
watcher.
Dorrance Armstrong.
What did he do in week one? Probably nothing, right? I'm guessing.
One assisted tackle.
Okay. What about Dante Fowler?
One solo. One assisted tackle.
That's Dante Fowler.
Yeah. They did nothing.
Yeah.
Jaguar Curse isn't even signed on the team.
Nope.
I think Tyrod Smith had a pretty good game. I don't know. I can't remember.
We're going to get into that later on.
But I said Tyrod Smith was a departure. But
you did.
I thought we got his replacement.
You felt fine about it. I'll admit, week one, Dallas might make me eat my words a little bit. I thought y'all would look a little bit more lethargic given all the players y'all lost. But it appears I'm wrong. We'll see if that stands to be true as the season weighs on, but it appears I am wrong for the time being. I will admit that. Now, let's talk about Philly for a second.
Okay.
Did you watch that game?
Oh, yeah. I watched it all for sure.
Friday Night Lights in Brazil.
Yeah.
I'll say this, bro. Like, atmosphere was crazy. Nick Sirianni said it. Saquon said it. A.J. Brown said it. Like, A.J. Brown literally said, like, Brazil is cool, but I don't think they know when to cheer, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
That field was atrocious, but that's another story.
Somebody who doesn't like, it was terrible for both teams.
It was even footy, right? But like, horrible field. Like, never again. But
I feel like that played a big part in, it was definitely a not a purposeful tackle, but I feel like that field might have played a part in Jordan Love
getting hurt.
Yeah.
Well, did you watch that play when he got hit?
Yeah.
See, I mean, he got high low. Like, quarterbacks get high low. You know what I'm saying?
It was partly.
And really, I thought it was his ankle at first, because if you look at it, Jalen Carter is like rolling on his ankle. I thought it was his ankle. Then it comes out as his MCL. I'm like, shout out to Jordan Love again. I mean, you never want to see a player go down like that, but. That's football, man. Injuries happen. But,
y'all had already won the game.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, they was hoping for a prayer at that point.
Right.
But, hey, Saquon, though. I mean, if that's what he looks like playing for something, thank you, New York.
I mean, that's how he looked in New York. That's why I'm agreeing with Micah.
You know
they
what?
Need to be investigated for collusion.
But he looked phenomenal. He looked phenomenal in New York, but, like, I don't know. It looked like smoother because I feel like he didn't have to work as hard to make play. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, he was doing that behind a god-awful Giants offensive line for years, right? And so, like, and with a god-awful man and Danny Dimes, Danny Nichols, whatever you want to call him at quarterback.
Danny, $240
million. Yeah, that's over, dog. Did you see the stat about him?
Oh, how he's thrown more pick sixes
than touchdowns since signing that $160 million deal. I'm going to say it again. He's thrown more pick sixes than touchdowns since signing his big contract. And yet they decided to pay him and let Saquon Barkley walk.
That's insane.
What?
That's what Cowboys fans think we're dealing with right now. No, guys. It could be so much worse.
I mean, it absolutely could. Look at the Giants, because it's going to get a lot worse.
Right.
It's going to get a lot.
It's only downhill from here.
Worse.
Y'all are competing with Carolina for the worst team in the league.
Yeah, but
and Saquon gave you, and when that's crazy, because that y'all were the same team, but y'all weren't the worst team in the league. Y'all were good for at least five or six wins.
Where was Brian
y'all
Burns?
Y'all made the playoffs a couple years ago and won a playoff game off the back of Saquon.
Literally. Saquon got Daniel Jones paid. Daniel Jones got paid off of throwing 15 touchdowns, dog.
That's insane.
Saquon Barkley put up like 1,200 yards that year.
Like, the value of the running back position as a whole has gone down, but like,
yeah, but I'm going to tell you right
now. That's just not even – I feel like that's a no-brainer almost.
Saquon, Christian McCaffrey, Bijan, right? Bijan, he's on a rookie deal, right? So, like guys like that, they're going to bring that value back up. I don't care what anybody says, because I promise you Atlanta is going to pay him when it's time to pay him, right? So, but, hey, again, Giants, thank you. Joe Shane, thank you. God, I was perfectly fine with us, you know, trying to get. I wanted to get DeAndre Swift back because I mean, because at the time, like free agency's hitting, and I'm like, oh, Saquon, he's definitely going from New York, but like there was talk of him going to Houston, which would have been disgusting, right? But I'm like, oh, Saquon, I didn't think we had a hope and prayer to get Saquon Barkley, so I'm like, oh, let's go get DeAndre Swift back, bro. He had a career year with us, and he looked phenomenal. I'm like, bro, please bring back DeAndre Swift, and then we let DeAndre walk and. Dun, 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 dun. Saquon Barkley is a Philadelphia Eagle. Bro, what? I was jumping for joy. It felt like Christmas morning all summer. Like, it still didn't even feel real that Saquon Barkley is an Eagle.
Can I give my Cowboys hater take?
What's your Cowboys hater take?
Other than that one play by A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley was the only thing that looked good for you guys.
Oh, you're tripping. Devontae Smith?
He didn't look bad.
Oh, you're tripping, dude. Devontae Smith, he was like our go-to.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Target. Devontae Smith looked very smooth. You're tripping. Are you talking about specifically on offense?
No, in the whole game.
Oh, you're tripping, dude. Tripping. Devontae Smith showed up, showed out. Consistent as always. Zach Bond on defense, number 53, was all over the field.
Up 30 points?
Yeah, no, but the splash plays. It wasn't. Listen, you gave the Cowboys an A+. I'm gonna give Philly B-. And I'm gonna say this: you couldn't start a game worse than we started, right? you literally couldn't.
Pick, that's true.
Pick out of your own end zone. Turn the ball over, fumbling. Like you couldn't start worse. And we only gave up 2 field goals.
That's something that like confuses me sometimes about teams. It's like, how do you stop them like that in those moments? But then go on to like, where's that? Like, I need that consistency.
I mean, it's hard, man.
No, I get it completely. Like, and I said it before. The first though, after 2 turnovers on y'all side of the field, y'all gave up less points against the Packers than our defense did before Dak even touched the field in that playoff
against
game.
The Packers. Right? So,
dude,
you're tripping, bro. You're tripping. There was guys making plays all. Quinyon Mitchell, our rookie corner, he looked really good. He looked really good. Like,
and it's giving me. Cause see, last year with y'all, when y'all were 10-1, I think in the NFL, whether you're winning the games or losing the games, if a lot of your games are one score games, that's not the mark of a good football team.
Yes, and that's fair. Listen, it's only week one. And I'm not saying Philly looked perfect. By no means did we look perfect. But it's week one, and we got things to work on, and we have correctable things, right? Like Jalen Hurts forcing the ball, trying to force throws. That's correctable, right? Kellen Moore.
I was just about to say, how'd you feel about Kellen?
I honestly had no issues with – I rocked with his play calling, except for that one passing play out of the own end. The first interception Jalen Hurts threw. I didn't – first of all, you shouldn't have been throwing the ball at all on that. Like, it's third and long. We're in our own end zone. Run it and punt the football, bro. Like, it's that simple, right? I didn't like that at all. But, no, honestly, I liked the play calling. I did. He spread the ball out. Devontae was getting touches. AJ was getting looks. But, I mean, you know, obviously he's AJ Brown, right? He's going to get, like, double and triple covered. But he still made plays. Saquon,
I hate Jair Alexander.
Why? You think he's overrated?
No, as a respect thing, he's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always making plays.
He almost left Green Bay. I mean, you know, if you don't want to pay a guy, you don't want to pay a guy, I guess, right? But, Jair, you know, he's legit. But, I mean, AJ was walking over all over him the second half, low-key. But, the play caller, man, I mean, he was – look, I'll talk to you about this because I just – You know, Kellen Moore offense is like, in the past, it didn't seem like he wanted to run the football a lot. So I'm like, bro, we got Saquon Barkley. There's no reason to not run the football. So I was just really worried about that. But, man, he He was feeding Saquon a lot early, sort of like let his foot off the gas with the running game a little bit in the second half. But no, man, I like the play calling. I liked what he wanted to do with the flow of the game. Like I said, for me, it's correctable things, right? Jalen Hurts, man. Like, it's okay to tuck in and run, bro. You don't got to prove you are him every throw, dog. You don't. I promise you don't. Just play your game, and we will be fine, right? In terms of defense, the only thing I feel like we was lacking a little bit is a consistent pass rush from the edge, man. Bryce Huff, Josh Sweat, where y'all at, bro? Y'all are supposed to be our guys, man. I believe in Josh Sweat because I seen it, right? Bryce Huff, he had 10 sacks with the Jets. That was in a rotational role, though. I mean, we're going to see what he can really do as a full-time starter this year. And, I mean, even Vic Fangio said it, you know, this week, like, because the press asked him, like, straight up, like, what's it going to take for Bryce Huff to, like, get like more of those reps consistently. He said he's gonna have to separate himself, and that's facts, simple. Right? Like, yeah. I mean, Nolan Smith, our first round draft pick from last year, he's looking really good. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm saying it right now. Nolan Smith will be an all pro soon. I don't know if soon is this year, I don't know if soon is next season. I don't know. Soon, Nolan Smith will be an all pro player. I promise you, that dude is absurd. All right, I'm calling it right now. But nah, man, for the most part, I liked what I saw out of the team. We got Atlanta coming up, Monday Night Football, prime time against Kirk Cousins. So I'm licking my chops. I'm licking my chops on that one. But nah, man, I really liked what I saw, man. I saw fight, right? I saw fight because we was lacking that sorely last year. So no, I'm feeling good. Week one, again, it's always things to be corrected and things that need to be fixed, right? No team's gonna come out here and play perfect, right? Week one, especially like, I mean, dude, even with the mishaps with the snaps early, right? Our starters didn't play in the preseason at all. I guarantee you, had Jalen Hurts and Cam Jurgens played, they would have got that out the way.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm never a fan. Never a fan of NFL teams not playing their starters, especially when you're literally installing two new schemes. Not a fan. Right. Not a fan.
I think that showed across the entire league.
Absolutely. A lot of rust. Yeah. A lot of rust.
And I feel like it's...
And
I feel like that it's never really like that, but I feel like less and less people are playing in the preseason.
Oh, 1,000%.
So that's weird.
Less and less people are playing the preseason, and yet they want to add another game.
Yeah, I don't...
It's a money grab, bro.
For sure.
It's a money grab. I'll say this, though. I'll tell you what. Playing in Brazil, like, playing overseas in general, like, it's funny because, like, you had all the players, right, like, from our team from Philly, like, being a little, like, anxious and you know, dudes talking about, like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. Slade saying whatever he said, right? But it's funny because then on the flip side of that, we had Tanner McKee, our should be our backup quarterback, but he's our third-string quarterback. He's my backup quarterback, Tanner McKee. He was talking about how he couldn't wait to get to Brazil because he did a mission trip over there in college. And he was like, yeah, no, like, I can't wait to see my friends from Brazil and everything. So it's like, you know, you got on one side of the coin, you got the NFL over here putting panic in the players and the coaches and the families and all this jazz. Like, stay in your rooms. Don't go out. Like, just stay in your hotel rooms. Don't leave. Lock all your belongings and everything. And it's like, bro, like, why are you trying to scare us, man? Why are you sending us over here if it's such a dangerous place, right? Like, I'll never understand that. But, I mean, Brazil was fine. Everybody seemed to have a good time. I mean, you heard Nick Sirianni, man. He was very thankful and very gracious for Brazil as a host. So, I'm glad the fellas went over there and got a dub. I'm going to say this right now, though. They should never put a team overseas full time. Like that should never even be a thought.
I don't think so at all. I don't even really want the Cowboys to play overseas.
Have they played a game overseas yet?
No, I think if they did, they're looking at Mexico.
That's kind of surprising though, because it's Dallas, right? Like,
yeah, I know they're looking at Mexico. If we were to do it, since the Cowboys have a gigantic fan base down there, right? So, but I definitely
that makes sense.
Definitely don't want to play in Brazil if it's going to be on that soccer field,
right?
And I was kind of thinking about it more, and it was kind of reminded me of the situation where Pat Beverly right now is playing over in like
no, he's not playing. He got cut.
Oh, well, he was playing in in Israel.
Yeah, he got cut, though. I saw that.
Well, he was playing over in Israel, and there's, like, everyone is aware of the gigantic conflict going over
there.
But he was literally like, what? I don't know what anyone's talking about. I'm in paradise. So it's like, maybe the... And I feel like, what's the Tanner McKee you said?
Yeah.
I feel like him going on a mission trip
It
may be a little different from the... Just like the general experience over in Brazil,
right,
I feel like
right.
Those precautions they were kind of putting out. If I feel like maybe if you do have to, maybe that shouldn't, or I don't know. I want to say shouldn't be a, but just I feel like they should provide more protection if anything.
The NFL, you mean?
Yeah, if y'all are gonna have people over there, if you're gonna have tell them to take all these precautions, look out for that, look out for this. It's like, well, you could just have them in a situation where that's not necessary.
Right. And look, my whole thing is, for me, like, bro, like, if your job is like, okay, we're going to send you on a trip somewhere, like, but like, oh, stay in your rooms, lock all your doors, right? Don't go outside after 7 p.m. Like, then I'm starting like, well, like, is it even worth it? Like, why am I going?
Right.
Like, why would you even want to send me there? I'm your employee. I'm supposed to be, right? Like, I'm supposed to be valuable.
I'm supposed to be an asset to
you. Right. Like, why would you send me there? So, but I mean, you know, everybody went, everybody got home, got back safely.
Right.
So, you know, thankful for that, obviously.
Man, they're putting the Panthers and Giants in Germany this year.
The game?
Yeah. That's going to be such a stinker.
Oh, my God. Hey, yo, Bryce Young.
What if it's just, like, exciting because they're both bad, though?
Yo, Bryce Young, I still believe in you, dog. Please.
Yeah, like,
Please.
Just because they're both bad don't mean they can't be – don't mean they would be bad against each other.
Here's the – bro, you know –
I didn't even think about that.
I'm glad you brought that up because, like – I'm going to say it right now. An overreaction is that, and I didn't watch the first game for the Panthers, right? But I think an overreaction obviously is Bryce Young is a bust, right? And like, I got.
So what's a bust to you? So like,
in my opinion,
like, what would you think?
I mean,
how bad would he have to be for it to be for sure a bust? Because go.
Like, okay, I'm trying to think of who do I think. Who would I say was the last, like, bust recently?
Well, because in my opinion, if he comes, like, I think CJ's better and he'll be like have a better career. But I think that
really that okay.
I think Bryce could be in the league and be.
Would you say that? Would you say that had Bryce went second to Houston, and CJ went first to Carolina? Would you still say that?
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
I still think, yeah, CJ is a better quarterback.
Okay, so you just like CJ more.
Maybe it is because he's in Houston, but when I watch CJ play, it just looks.
Yeah.
In this game against the Saints, CJ was making terrible decisions.
You mean Bryce?
Oh, yeah. Bryce was making terrible decisions. He wasn't making reads. He wasn't.
Did you see some of the game?
I watched the whole game, man. Because I was watching to see what the Saints were going to do.
Yeah. Because y'all played them this week.
We played them this week. And I'm actually, that's a part of what I'm kind of looking at when we get into that. But
yeah,
what the Saints did on defense.
Yeah.
If they do that same thing against Dallas, they're getting 50 put on their head.
The Saints.
Yes. They weren't disguising anything.
At all.
They were doing very basic coverages, very basic defenses, and had Bryce Young. I mean. It was bad from him.
I got a friend that's a Saints fan, right? And I texted him during the game. I literally said, think about your answer before you hit me back. I said, is it Bryce Young or is it Carolina? And initially he hit me and said, it's Carolina, right? Then I see him in person like 2 days later. And he goes, no, it's Bryce Young. But like then he goes, no, it's like it's both of them, right? Like my thing is that, like, okay. Like Trevor Lawrence, right? Trevor Lawrence got a mulligan his rookie year because he had the worst coach in NFL history, right? Like Urban Meyer is literally the worst coach in NFL history. That's a fact, right? So we gave Trevor Lawrence a mulligan. I'm giving Bryce Young a mulligan for last year, his rookie year, because that was a joke, right? Dude, you got your owner over here talking to the quarterback coach about his feet, about Bryce Young's feet. You got the owner over here getting into arguments with restaurant owners. You got the owner throwing water at or throwing drinks at the fans in the stadium. Like, and it's crazy is because like I'm a fan of Frank Wright, right? Like Philly, y'all know Frank Wright. He was our offensive coordinator. We won the Super Bowl. I got love for Frank. I think he's a good offensive coach. I just think.
But I think they'll be worse this year.
Carolina.
Yes.
Here's my thing.
They
right?
might go winless.
Here's my thing, right? Like, Nick Saban does not. Like, Trent Richardson, who else? Who else has played under Nick Saban and been an absolute bust in the NFL? Okay. Trent Richardson, DJ, is it Tucker? That old lineman. You know what I'm talking about? DJ Fluker. He played for the Chargers and a few other teams. Because let me ask you something. In college, right? Just in college, who did you like more, Bryce Young or Tua Tagovailoa? Because I'm taking Bryce. I'm taking Bryce all day, dog.
They were pretty even.
I'm taking Bryce all day. Like he was better than Tua in college. It's hard for me to believe that Bryce Young was slicing up SEC defenses.
Mac Jones is a bust.
Is he a bust or did he just go to the Patriots at the absolute worst time? No, post Tom Brady.
He's bad.
Are we sure? Because Bill Belichick didn't set him up for success either. Was it Matt Patricia?
Mac Jones is bad.
No. Hold on. Bill Belichick had, wasn't it Matt Patricia? Didn't he have him calling offensive plays?
I don't care if he had.
No, dog, don't start that.
He could have Andy Reid calling his plays. He's not a good quarterback.
So you going to tell me a situation that a quarterback is drafted to doesn't impact their success rate?
Not really.
Stop.
All those Browns quarterbacks, they got chances otherwhere. Stop. They were just not good.
Yeah, but the Browns
good.
Sucked. They didn't have a team. They didn't have the right infrastructure.
And those players got chances elsewhere and still they just in all the league. Colt McCoy, career backup.
Yeah, but like
you. Who else did they draft? All the guys are not. They're out of the league because like they. That's
an oversimplification, bro.
People can be busts. It's that's okay. The same way, like you said.
Bust, but like
the Panthers are bad, but Bryce Young is also bad.
I'm not there yet, dog. I'm not saying he can't play better.
He can be better, but. Mac Jones, we've seen it. The Patriots were bad, but Mac Jones is. The Patriots were terrible, but Mac Jones is terrible.
Why was Mac Jones solid? Why was he solid his rookie year? He was solid his rookie year. Yeah, I'm not saying he was great. I'm not saying he was amazing. He was solid his rookie year. Why was that?
A rookie run that they didn't know what he was going to do. He's not.
Let me ask you something. If Dak Prescott got drafted to any other team, is he still like the same player he is today? If he gets drafted to any other team, is he still the same player he is today? Is he getting 231 guaranteed?
Yeah, because he.
Are you sure?
It's the work he put in.
Okay, so situation doesn't matter.
It does in terms of success, but he can be like in terms of wins. But a bad quarterback can still go to a bad situation. Just like a good quarterback can go to a bad situation and he still end up being a good quarterback.
Yes, but I'm sorry. For me, the jury's still out on Bryce Young, dog. I'm sorry. I cannot in good faith call him a bust. I'm sorry. Not yet, dog. Not yet. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I saw him slicing up SEC defenses like it was nothing. Yes, it
does.
Nothing
for the NFL.
I'm saying he was going up against NFL talent.
Not in the same way.
I'm not there. So Bryce Young's a bust to you. You're already writing him off.
I'm saying he hasn't shown a single thing that shows he could be.
Even given everything that happened last year,
he hasn't shown me a single thing that says he can be decent in the NFL. Not a single thing,
Bryce.
Even when one of his wins last year was one of his two career wins was like 9-6.
Bryce, I'm still pulling for you, dog. It's not a lot of pull, but I'm still pulling for you. All right. No, I can't. I'm sorry, bro. I can't. I can't in good faith call him a bust yet.
Well, I think Trevor Lawrence's rookie year, he still had. When you look at his numbers, like the team might have been bad, but he still was able to look like a decent quarterback.
Okay, hold on. Because Trevor Lawrence, where are you at on him? Because he has not lived up to the hype at all.
I think he's like in the like you know.
Should he have gotten the contract he got? Because he just got an extension.
Yeah, I think he's a lower franchise guy. Yeah, well, because like we've talked about like my opinion on quarterbacks. I think it's Patrick Mahomes
and everybody else.
Everybody else, but I think there's still a tier. There's like a tier where Dak, Jalen, Lamar, Josh Allen.
Is the second tier to you?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Those are probably the. Then you got some older guys like Stafford and Rodgers who is like they're old, but at one point they were like second, they could have been there, but like they're old now, so you don't really know. But then I would put like Trevor Lawrence, CJ's like right in the middle because he had a super good last
CJ's
year.
CJ's nice dog,
but he could and so if he and he already in one game he looked really good, so I feel like he's almost he's
to me he's in tier two. I'm not gonna lie, to me he's in tier two.
I think he. I just need one more year.
You need to see it, yeah.
One more,
yeah.
Even if he's like on pace to keep doing like with every game he does it, I'm moving him closer to that second tier for the second season.
Right.
But like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Tua, who else is in that category?
You said Herbert, right?
Yes. These are guys that I think are
mid-level guys to you. Because you don't have a high opinion on Herbert, right?
No. Yeah. Kirk, I think in his best days, like these are guys like that are gonna get paid, but it's just
they're not gonna take you anywhere in your mind.
Yeah, I really don't really see it with them. But they're not bad enough to not get paid to where I think they're a franchise guy in the sense to where if they got drafted, they did well enough with the team that the team's gonna pay them because it's. It can get worse, and like they're at a decent spot.
Right. Well, you know, since we're kind of talking about, we're talking about a lot of former first overall picks. Let's talk about the new one in the building, Caleb Williams. His debut. Your thoughts?
I think he did all right. I think he had a lot of hype and a lot of expectations because. Right. The Bears did put him in. They did build a lot better situation.
They gave
than
him the best possible situation to walk into as a rookie quarterback.
But like I said, he didn't have the greatest starting game, but it wasn't terrible. So I think there's
some would argue you on that. But
I think
I'm not saying I would, but I'm saying some people would.
Yeah, I think there's room for improvement. There were a couple flashes. He made a couple plays like with his legs.
Yeah.
And even completed a couple passes that I liked. But I think one game with all, I feel like it'd be hard. It'd be very clear if he was a bust. We'll know very early.
You got to show me. Yeah, that he can't play.
He's either gonna because I think he has a lot of being a rookie. You are the first pick, and you are against it. But I feel like there's a lot of kind of leeway, and they're gonna he's gonna have to be bad for it to be a bust. I think they're gonna
give him every chance to fail.
Yeah, I think they'll allow him to come in and just be okay if that like if he comes in they're okay with that. But I think because that's the first year, I think they'll give him that. But I think if he's bad, we'll know.
But like people, they're you know they got the unrealistic. Expectations like the Bears are going to go to the Super Bowl. Dude, no rookie quarterback has ever led his team to the Super Bowl.
You've heard people say that?
Yes.
I haven't heard a single person say that.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's a narrative people are trying. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, that is never going to happen. Dude, the day that happens, like.
I've never heard that.
I don't even want to
have that conversation. It doesn't even make sense to talk about. I'm glad I've never heard that.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's a crazy thing. Like, I think the Bears will make the playoffs. But I do not think they'll make the Super Bowl. If they do, that'd be insane. Like, insane. But, you know, me personally, I've been keeping up with, like, the Hard Knocks, you know, because they did the Bears this year for training camp and everything. And, like, you know, Caleb made splash plays here and there in the preseason. But, like, mind you, he's going up against the second and third stringers. Dude's trying to make rosters, right? You know, for me, what I watched, watching their first game against who was it? Tennessee. I saw a rookie quarterback who got legit NFL speed going up against him on defense, right? Like, he's finally seeing the real speed of the NFL game, and it was just a little too much for him his first game. I mean, Keenan Allen had uncharacteristic drops, yeah. Right? Roma Dumezay went down early. DeAndre Swift only has 6 yards, which, by the way, hey, Chicago, Matt Eberflus, I forgot who the Bears offensive coordinator is. Hey, can we please get DeAndre Swift the ball? Yes, I'm asking as his fantasy owner. I'm also asking as the Eagles fan who knows what he can do with the ball in his hands, because look what he did with us last year. So please get him the rock. Thank you. I think Caleb will be fine, bro. He literally has one of the best defenses in football, right? He has offense catered to him, truly. Like, it's amazing the setup he has. I think Caleb Williams will be fine. I think the Bears offense will be fine. I think everybody's overreacting. Like, yeah, sure, he only completed like 50% of his passes or a little bit more than that. But, like, dude, calm down. First game of the year, first game of his career. Calm down. He'll be fine. I got to say this because I'm not going to lie. It ain't looking too good in Arizona.
I think any type of reaction really in week one is an overreaction.
Did you watch some of that game, Arizona versus
Buffalo? Yeah, because I had a parlay on Marvin Harrison scoring a touchdown. We all know how that went.
Yeah, number one, two things. Kyler Murray, I think he was just like, he's still trying to come back and prove like he deserves the contract, right? Because he went through that whole like scrubbing the Instagram thing and like, I want to leave Arizona, right? Allegedly, right?
Right.
But dude, I'm telling you, I saw him look off Trey McBride for 2 touchdowns. Like, literally, just he either didn't see him, didn't want to see him, or just decided no. Right, like maybe wide open touchdowns. Just
gonna need a little time to build some trust.
Fair, but him and Marvin didn't even look like they were on the same stratosphere.
Oh, yeah, missed him for a wide open game winning touchdown.
His quote after the game, right? Like, it's not my job to get him the ball.
Yeah, that's a terrible quote, because what that tells me is that the only way you think he should be getting the ball is if they call a specific design play where he's the like only option.
Where he's the primary option.
Because if you're dropping back and going through your reads, then it is your job to get him the ball.
Your job is to facilitate offense.
Or maybe that's him saying he can't get him the ball if he's not open. I don't know.
But. I hear that quote and I hear ego. I'm not going to lie.
I hear selfish.
I hear ego.
Inability to take accountability.
Right. But again, like you said, it's week one. There's going to be any and all overreactions in week one. We'll move on to week two and see how that goes. But did you see the Sunday night football game between the Rams and Detroit?
Yes.
Thoughts?
I think it was a pretty good game. I think I'm surprised the Lions were able to win without really getting
Sean McVay. I got something to say to you too.
Without getting St. Brown and really Laporta the ball, but when you can just run it down their throats nonstop,
David Montgomery, bro.
Why would you throw it? Why would you have? You wouldn't have got to get them the ball. So. I think the Rams defensive line is missing Aaron Donald severely.
Absolutely.
That was a
missing. No. Not only Aaron Jones, they traded Ernest Jones. Or I said Aaron Jones. Donald. I'm sorry. Donald, but Ernest Jones. They traded their starting middle linebacker who had 185 tackles last year. They traded him to Tennessee for peanuts. So no, they missing some guys right now. But hold on, Sean McVay, I got something to say to you, bro. Hey, yo. All training camp, all preseason, you was talking about how Blake Corum is your number two running back. You was talking about how he was going to split carries with him and Kyren, right? He was going to be your number one kickoff returner.
Lando, I got Blake. I had Blake. I dropped him, actually. I had him in one of my fantasy leagues. He didn't touch the field. Sean McVay. Dog, I mean, I dropped him. It's too late. But, like, yo, what are we doing? Like, don't tell me that's your number two running back. That's your number one kickoff guy. And he don't see the field. He don't see the field.
Maybe he was hurt or something.
No, I looked. He wasn't hurt. I looked. He wasn't hurt.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm not like a huge fantasy. Yes, and let me say this: I'm not like one of those fantasy guys. Like, oh my god, like I'm obsessed with fantasy. I'm not, but like if I play a guy, I expect him to play.
Right.
Right. Like that's a fair like assumption, right?
No, I agree. I'm definitely a big fantasy guy. I want to say, but
like, I mean, I want to win, but
yeah. I don't like to play for money. Bragging rights is all I need. I feel like
right.
being able to know ball more than you guys know ball or whoever I'm playing with. That's a win in itself. Speaking of fantasy, we actually play each other this week.
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, well, stay tuned. Well, I'll tell y'all who wins next week. We do play each other. I remember. But okay, yeah, no, I thought Sunday Night Football, I thought it was a pretty good game. Like you said, though, I mean, Detroit, that's the thing. Detroit can win in a multitude of ways, man. They can pass the ball with Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I truly believe this is the year Jameson Williams finally gets unlocked as a deep threat for them. They can win that way, or you can just pound the rock with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery more specifically. And David Montgomery, man, I mean, that's their closer, right? Like, they're going to feed him the rock. I'm still surprised Chicago let him go. But they did. David Montgomery, that's their closer. And the Rams, they literally just could not stop it. And listen, if you can run the football, run the football.
Right.
Because if they can't stop it, keep shoving it down their throats, period, point blank, the end. All right. Moving on to Monday Night Football. You're pretty high on the Jets this season.
Yeah, well, I think they're one of my sleeper teams. Obviously it was week one, but my Falcons sleeper team pick and my Commander sleeper team pick aren't looking too good. I really thought Kirk Cousins was going to be the one to come in and unlock that Atlanta offense with Bijan.
I mean,
with
they played Pittsburgh Drake the first London. Week, though. They played Pittsburgh the first week.
That's true. So, I mean, we'll see. But as of week one, I know the Commanders will look a lot better next week. They're playing the Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll also take that with a grain of salt. But I think they played the second best team in the NFL and looked pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I think.
I wouldn't say decent, but go ahead.
How weren't they decent? What do you mean? The 49ers are the...
They had one good drive. The Jets had one good drive. Listen, I've noticed this about watching Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, if he doesn't trust you as a receiver, he's not looking your way at all. Like, at all, right? It's very evident that he trusts Garrett Wilson. He sort of trusts Alan Lazard, right? He started getting the ball in the second half late. But he don't trust nobody. Dude, I mean, Mike Williams, where was he at? He was on the sideline most of the game. Like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, bro. And Breece Hall, like, I'll credit San Fran's defense for that because, I mean, they made him look bad, man. Bad. But Breece Hall is nice, though. I'm not, you know.
That's why I think they're, as a team, I think Fred Warner is
– Best linebacker in football.
It's insane how good he is. So
dude, did you see the stat about him?
Which one?
He is the only active linebacker with 8+ interceptions and 8+ forced fumbles right now.
I'm not surprised. He's all over the
He's
field.
He's the best linebacker in football.
So their defense as a whole is really good. And yep. I mean, they scored 3 touchdowns. The Jets did. They just went for 2 a lot.
Trying
to get back in the
game.
It
didn't look right though.
It's the 49ers.
And I know, but like
it did not look right though.
It didn't look right to me, dog. I'm sorry.
I think
and their defense too. You're not gonna tell me because they couldn't get off the field. You're not gonna tell me that they weren't missing Hassan Reddick. I don't care what anybody says. They were missing him bad because they wasn't getting nothing off their edge players.
I think they will, but I also think the 49ers have one of the best offensive lines that they'll have to do with. I think that's an overstatement. I think they have one of the best offenses in general that they'll have to
that,
deal with.
That I agree with. Offensive lines, I think that's an overstatement because if you take Trent Williams off that offensive line, they are not good.
But he's the glue that holds it together.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
What side is Hassan coming from?
What do you mean?
Is he going up against Trent?
He'll go up against anybody. He was working Trent in the NFC Championship game.
It's not the same. They didn't have a quarterback.
No, but Hassan was the one that got to Brock. That's what I'm saying.
Brock wasn't that. He wasn't.
Oh
him
my
yet.
God! Whatever. Okay, rehashing history now. But I'm sorry, bro. Look, I told you. I will say, like Aaron Rodgers, like he himself, yeah, he looked like he's like back to form, but he don't trust his guys, man. And it's one thing you know, man. Aaron Rodgers, if you don't trust his receivers, he's not looking your way, dog. He's not. Right now, he trusts Garrett Wilson. He barely trusts Alan Lazard. I mean, he's got to figure out a way to get Mike Williams in the game and get him the ball.
I think you just got to build that trust throughout the season.
Yeah, we'll see. I told you, I got to see it to believe it with the Jets. I'm not seeing it yet, dog. I am not seeing it yet.
Who do they play this week?
Who, the Jets?
They play the
– You looking it up?
Yeah, they play the Titans. Oh, yeah,
Yeah, but you know what? The Titans defense, they are something nice. I will admit, Jeffrey Simmons, they got – like I just said, they just got Ernest Jones. They got your old boy, Cheeto. You weren't too high on him, right?
I haven't been Cheeto high on the Cowboys corner since we drafted Trayvon Diggs. But I mean, they got
Legarius Sneed.
It was also
the Titans.
Just our cornerbacks in general. They never got interceptions. Cheeto, Anthony Brown, Byron Jones, all of them.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't the Titans.
The Jets should win that game.
They just lost to the Bears.
The Jets should win that game. I'm just saying the Titans defense is better than what I think people realize. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't trust Will Levis. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Okay, so who – y'all, like you said before, y'all got the Saints.
Right.
What are you anticipating out of that matchup?
So I'm excited to see what our defense can do. Like I said earlier, they were doing it against a really bad quarterback who couldn't really get his offense going. He has some pieces. Jerome Ford is a pretty good piece. Like I said, Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
So he had – the weapons on offense to have a decent offense. He just played so bad. So now going to
I
the
love
Saints.
How like you just like keep repeatedly like
oh it was
destroying Deshaun
he
Watson.
He was so bad. Like it was they not win that game there. It's a much better game with a better quarterback.
Right.
But
dare I say they should have kept Baker. But I digress.
Baker's a better quarterback as of now.
Baker's for sure a better quarterback. If you look at the numbers, he is.
That's not even close.
If you look at the numbers since that trade happened, Baker Mayfield has been the better quarterback by far.
For sure. But looking towards the Saints, they have, I mean, I think
they have even
better weapons.
Alvin Kamara,
Chris Olave,
yep.
Taysom Hill's a freaking nature.
What's that other receiver's name? Rashid Shaheed. Yeah, that's an interesting name.
It isn't, but he's a good player.
Yeah.
And I think they do have a better quarterback. They have Derek Carr.
Yeah, he's another middle-of-the-pack quarterback.
Yes, a perfect example. I think the last time we played Derek Carr, we called that the Anthony Brown game in Cowboys fandom.
He was with the Raiders, right, still, Derek Carr?
He was on the Raiders on Thanksgiving. He literally just threw it up to whoever Anthony Brown was guarding and got a PI call. Never seen anything like it. Hopefully our guys remember that and want to get to him a little extra for that game. But I think that it's definitely going to be a test for our defense to see if that first game was a testament to how good they'll be or if it's just Deshaun Watson's bad.
Right.
So I'm excited to see that. I think it'll be a good matchup for them and our offense. Just based off, if we're going to go based off what the Saints defense did this year in their first game.
Yeah.
Like I said, they had.
I mean, they played the Panthers,
so they could have really had just a vanilla defense, and it worked because the Panthers were so bad. But when I tell you what they lined up in is what they ran. Like there wasn't any disguises,
no complexity whatsoever.
They had a corner with three sacks. on corner. Yeah, they had a corner with three sacks on three corner blitzes. And every time, and if you watch those plays, it is so obvious that he's about to blitz. He's dang near angled directly at the quarterback with the safety over top locked in on the receiver.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah. So things like that.
I'm locked in on Carolina this weekend, bro. I got to.
So that's another reason why I think that, because like I said, if they do that, that might have worked against Bryce Young he's not.
And surely I highly doubt they're going to be that vanilla against the Cowboys.
Right. And so, like I said, I'm excited to see what our offense can do for an entire game
right.
if it stays close.
Right.
So I think it'll be a good game. I still think the Cowboys win. Let's see. I think the score will be 27-13.
Oh, okay. So you got y'all pulling away.
Yeah, I think it'll be a decent size win. I think that all these, like, what ifs I'm saying, I think are on the trend to be into like being correct. I think I'll be surprised if they go the opposite way.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely gonna be a good game for sure. That Saints defense, man, DeMario Davis.
They are missing some people. Yeah, I know Marshawn Lattimore was dealing with an injury. They're missing one of their starting tackles.
You know, I'm like so back and forth with Marshawn Lattimore. It's almost like, I don't know, bro. Like, I feel like for every good year he has a bad year. that might just be me. I don't know. That might just be me. But
I'm trying to look it up because they have a left tackle, and so I kind of like peeked over.
Yeah, they drafted somebody.
His name is
Troy. No, that's
Talese Fuoga.
Washington. From Washington.
I looked into kind of what some of the Saints fans were kind of thinking. And
yeah.
They're under the impression that he's like their Trent Williams. If he doesn't play, their line is in trouble.
Okay. Is he on the injury report right now?
Yeah, he is. Oh, okay. A couple of people like haven't been practicing this
Trent
week.
Trent Williams.
Yeah, like they're kind of scared if he doesn't play, especially with our D-line and what we were able to do.
Tee off on Carr.
So, yeah,
No, it's definitely going to be a good game, though.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty. I think it'll be closer than the Browns game.
Yeah, relatively speaking.
Right. And then who do y'all got week two?
We got, like I said earlier, man, we got Atlanta on Monday Night Football.
Right.
AKA
right.
Kirk Cousins in prime time. So, again, I say I'm licking my chops.
Bro, he's going to break the curse. He's going to break his prime time Kirk curse.
So you say. So you're saying, again, Atlanta's still my sleeper team in the NFC, right? They're still my sleeper team. I still think they'll do good, just not week two. I think Vic Fangio had something worked out for him. I mean, it's funny, too, because I was talking to some people who watched him play the Steelers. And, like, Kirk Cousins, you know, again, you know, coming back from the torn Achilles last year. And, you know, he's saying he's healthy. Everybody's saying he's healthy. But, like, people are saying he didn't look right. And I said, well, like, did he look not right as in, like, he's still hurt? Or, like, he just looked like, you know, because, I mean, it's hard to come back and play at the same level you were playing after an Achilles injury, right? Like, the only athlete we've really seen do it is Kevin Durant, right?
Right.
So I was like, well, did he look off because of his Achilles, or did he just look off because he's lost a step? And a lot of people are saying it looks like he, like, lost a step. He looked more stiff. I mean, again, Kirk Cousins, he wasn't a mobile quarterback before the injury, and now it's like he tears his Achilles. Like, he's a statue, right? Mm. So – if that's really the case, again, because I didn't catch the game, so if that's really the case, man, hopefully our D-line can wake up a little bit and get after him a little bit. You know, obviously Bijan got a key in on him. He's their Saquon, right? He is their Saquon, right? So we got a key in on him. They got a pretty good – Kyle Pitts. Right, Kyle Pitts, he finally scored a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, you need him to go off this week, huh?
Huh?
You need him to go off, right?
I don't even have him starting right now.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, no, I made some moves. It's all good. I don't – are you the type of person that – will you play – like, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty sure I've played, like, players against my teams before. Like, if I know, like, my team's going to, like, be bad against them. But, like, I don't actively root for Kyle Pitts to go off against – you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to
– I have Alvin Kamara on my team, so I'm kind of in that same boat.
I'm not going to play Kyle Pitts.
I kind of subscribe to the fact that – I'm okay with you doing well as long as y'all lose.
Right? Yeah. No, that's fair. I guess I don't know. I just don't want to try to even put that energy out there.
No, but, I feel you.
You know, they got Kyle Pitts. They got Drake London on the outside. They got some weapons on offense, and I mean, like, you heard me say it before, man. On defense, they made some moves, man. They traded for Matthew Judon. They brought in Justin Simmons. They got AJ Terrell at cornerback. So, Atlanta on paper, man, they got a pretty good squad. But again, like I said, it's Kirk Cousins on prime time, so I gotta pick history, right? And history has not been on his side when it comes to prime time games. So if I had to pick a score, man, I'll probably say 35-17.
Okay.
I'll probably say 35-17. I expect it to come out fast, play fast, physical, play free. Feed Saquon the ball. Devontae Smith might feast too, because again, who's their starting cornerback opposite of AJ Terrell? I think it's Clark Phillips. I don't know, but they got one side of the field, man. Yeah, again, they got Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons back there, two All-Pro safeties. So I'm not right. Knocking them at all. But again, like, they can only cover so much, right? They can only do so much. So I got us pulling away early in that game and setting the tone, man. Monday Night Football. That's the only way you can do it,
right?
But before we head on out of here, man, there's an elephant in the room
across the league
right now, right? And it's a touchy subject, right? Like, for those of you that don't know, Tyreek Hill, the star wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, before his game this past Sunday, he got detained and arrested right outside Hard Rock Stadium heading into his game, right? Allegedly, he had a driving violation. He was driving reckless or whatever they were saying, right? And it became a whole situation real quick, like real quick. And, I read the transcript of the quotes. I watched the first video that came out. I watched the second video that came out. And you can say what you want. Could Tyreek Hill have handled the situation better? Yes, right? Because in my opinion, I feel like he thought in his mind he had leverage in that situation. I bet you he thought, oh, I'm Tyreek Hill. They're going to see that. I play for the Miami Dolphins. Like, they're going to see who I am and let me go, right? Man, let me say this right now. No person of color, especially a black man in America, will ever have any leverage in a situation with the police. That's a fact. That's a fact. And again, could he have handled it better? Yeah, because he started it with a little bit of disrespect, right? The officer was knocking on his window, and he told him, "Don't knock on my window like that." And the minute you give them a centimeter, dog, a centimeter, everything else goes out the window. Everything else goes out the window. No matter how you slice it and dice it, that was police brutality. They pulled him out of his car by his neck, yanked him out of his car, dragged him on the street, put him in a chokehold for a split second, put their knee on his back. Dog, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, I just think the way the police carry themselves sometimes is unacceptable. I think
absolutely
there should be we should feel a lot more safe and protected by the police,
right?
And we don't. I think
nope
that there's a power dynamic there. I think I honestly think they should be held to a higher standard. I feel like,
yeah, dude, what,
just because they hold
our lives and our freedom in their hands.
Right. Just because they're met with a little disrespect doesn't just give them free reign.
Right. To just do whatever
they want.
Yep.
And I mean, it honestly doesn't even need the disrespect. Sometimes doesn't even have to be there.
I don't even think in that situation, the Tyreek Hill situation, I don't even think it was the disrespect. I think the disrespect was like the cherry on top. Because if you watch the third video, right, the body cam, literally, you hear the second cop say, like, "Oh, that's Tyreek Hill." So I think in his mind, he's like, "Oh, no, we about to show him, right? Like, we about to show this dude. You think you the man? Nah, dog, we the man." So, but you're absolutely right. Like, these are the people who are supposed to protect and serve us. And I think I'm, I mean, for those of you that don't know, me and Lando are two black men in America. We're in our mid-20s, right? Like, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm scared of the police, bro. Like, if there's a cop behind me while I'm driving, my anxiety level goes through the roof. Like, absolutely through the roof to the max. I've been pulled over, like, twice in my life, bro. Twice. And I just remember I always told myself, like, don't give them a reason. All right? Don't give them a reason. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Whatever you need. I'm just trying to make sure I get out of here as fast as I can, as smooth as I can, as calmly as I can. Right?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely, that's how I kind of...
That's how you
choose to operate, but
right.
At the same time, I kind of don't fault, or I kind of want to understand the people who feel like they should be able to, you know, like I shouldn't have to kind of cower in like fear and like succumb to, oh my God.
This is sad that we feel like this.
Right. And so that's why I feel like some people who are a lot more kind of emotional, a lot more, they just, things don't, they can't, they aren't able to kind of put themselves, to kind of think that forward and put themselves,
yeah,
to kind of look at the bigger picture at what
right.
could happen.
Right.
I kind of like don't like to fault them, because you really shouldn't have to act that way, but at the same time, you do have to if you want to.
What,
if you don't want to give them a reason, basically.
So what are you saying, like, you don't fault, like... Like what exactly are you saying? Are you saying you don't fault the people who don't...
Obviously, like, if you're just, like, resisting arrest, you're just being belligerent and uncooperative. And
right. stuff.
But I, at the same time, like, there are some people who kind of... It escalates to a situation just because they didn't... You know, just be like, oh my God, yes, sir, I'm so sorry. Like, you shouldn't, that shouldn't be the only way to protect yourself from the police. You should be able to.
Listen, no person should feel like I have to operate a certain way to make sure I get out of this situation alive.
Right.
With the police,
with
right?
another human being.
Right.
That's right. I just feel like at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We should be able to treat each other.
With respect,
without like having to.
It shouldn't always be a power play.
It shouldn't come from a place of fear or like a power dynamic.
Right.
It should just be human decency between.
Yeah, but we know what the deal is, bro. This is the blue shield.
Right. That's why I said at the end of the day, you still. That's why I operate that way, and I understand that you have to, if that's the, to just to guarantee that outcome. I mean, even that doesn't guarantee the outcome. But you do whatever is in your power,
right?
To guarantee that outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how I'll operate. That's how I'll teach my kids how to operate.
Right.
But that's just how the world is, and it shouldn't be.
It's a shame, man. It's a shame. All those cops involved, I think y'all's badges should be revoked immediately.
And it just came out not too long ago, one of the cops has been suspended 6 times in the past.
I ain't even surprised, bro. I ain't even surprised. Dude, that's what happens, right? Like, that's what happens.
Even this, I get, like, the most is going to be a paid leave.
Right. Like, that's what happens, dog. That's what happens, right? They get caught doing it.
Which is what gives them the power and gives them
the blue shield, bro. It's a joke.
And act the way they do is because they understand the ability. And obviously, you don't want to just say all cops, not all with this. They're not
a
model.
I'm not saying they're
individuals in there, but... When you see situations like this, those are the cops
time
we're talking about.
And time
the ones
again.
Who take advantage of the power they have, the ones who hide behind that shield and just think it gives them free reign to do anything.
It's a shame, bro.
Right.
It's a shame. It's god awful. It's uncalled for. It's unnecessary. Like you said, man, we all humans, man. We all just trying to get home.
Literally.
Get home to our families. Get home to the people we love.
Get to work.
Wake up the next day.
Case.
Right. Wake up and be able to wake up and live the next day, bro. But, you know, I mean, you got people out here that want to break you down, that
don't want to see you succeed. They want to hold you down and chain you up and lock you up, man. It's sorry. It's sad, man. It's truly sad. Thank God Tyreek Hill made it out. Thank God Calais Campbell made it out. Jonnu Smith, right? Because they got put in cuffs too.
Right.
And it's a travesty, man. It's a shame. It's a travesty. Like I said, all those officers involved, I hope y'all badges get revoked. I don't ever want to see you policing nowhere near me.
Oh, and another thing I wanted to mention about this is I think Tyreek, a part of the footage was Tyreek Hill kind of saying something about being a black man in America. And I mean, the cop tried, he mentioned that he said something about, oh, we're brown too. And
that don't mean
nothing. I know a lot of the comments were when people are kind of speaking out about it. Like, yeah. I saw a lot of Michael Wilbon kind of spoke about it. Just a few other like media heads who are black men in America who understand what he went through.
Right.
They kind of spoke about it. And a lot of the comments kind of mentioned like, oh, well, the cops weren't even white.
So?
No one's talking about white cops. No one's talking about black cops. No one's talking about Hispanic cops. It's cops in general. That's what we're talking about. We don't feel safe around anyone in that uniform, in that badge, with that gun on their hip. No. They can do things that
they
aren't
allowed.
They literally
have our lives in their hands. And they know it, and they toy with it. Sometimes
they take advantage of it completely.
Right. Sometimes they take it.
Literally.
Sometimes they take it. I don't care if you black, brown, purple, blue, whatever, dog.
And that's another thing. Black people aren't... We're not even saying black people are the only victims of police brutality.
No,
they're people, citizens of all races.
Right. But like, you know, it's a heightened emphasis on us.
For sure.
Like, we are targets.
For sure.
Like, it's sad to say, but that's the God honest truth, bro. It's sad, man. It's sad. Like I said, thank God Tyreek Hill made it out. Thank God everybody made it out. Nobody got hurt. But you know, this is, you ask why people don't trust the police. Go look at those videos. It's that simple. You ask the question, why don't people trust the police? Go watch the Tyreek Hill incident videos. It's that simple. It is that simple. But hey, that's a wrap on this episode of Birds of the Rodeo. Once again, my name is Eric. I'm your residential Eagles fan.
I'm Orlando. I'm the resident Cowboys fan.
And this is Birds at the Rodeo. Please like, comment, subscribe. We're available currently on Spotify Podcast, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and Samsung Podcast. Again, we are working on Apple Podcasts. It's a process. Please stay with us. Bear with us. Okay, we're coming.
You can follow us on our social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok,
Birds at the Rodeo.
Everything will be Birds at the Rodeo.
Yep.
I mean, self-explanatory. You know, that's who we are. That's what we're about.
Right. And we're gonna talk about any and everything here, man. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like, we don't hold our tongue. I'm sorry. We don't hold our tongue for nobody. And again, we're here for a productive conversation, right? If you have a differing opinion, please let us know.
Right.
Please let us know. We're here for productive conversations, right? So, yeah, like we said, Birds at the Rodeo, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate all of you. And we'll catch y'all next week.
Later.
Peace.